This is County Close Up, news from Haliburton County with Elizabeth Oakley.
27 years ago, in 1998, Canada celebrated a huge achievement, the elimination of measles as an epidemic. The vaccine that prevents measles had successfully ended transmission of the disease. But in November of this year, everything changed. Canada lost its elimination status after 12 consecutive months of continued transmission and more than 5,000 cases across the country. A sharp decrease in measles vaccinations and lowered surveillance of the disease led to the spread and subsequent loss of elimination status. Two children died in Canada after acquiring the disease. Dr. Natalie Bocking is the Deputy Medical Officer of Health with Lakeland's Public Health. She says, as a physician, she's disappointed that Canada has lost its elimination status for measles because of all the efforts made to achieve it.
I think frustration is a good description. I think as a public health professional, we believe in the work. This is science-based, and we know that the impact that it has on keeping our communities healthy. When I think about what I feel in relation to this, you know, I feel a bit sad because it was a tremendous amount of work to achieve elimination status back in the 1990s. A second dose of the measles, mumps, rubella vaccine rolled out and was implemented, which enabled us to achieve elimination status. And we maintained it for almost 30 years, which is fantastic. So I think disappointing that we find ourselves in this situation right now. That being said, the numbers are starting to slow down and we can achieve elimination status again. It won't be easy. It will take a lot of work and we're going to have to focus on some of the things that you just mentioned, such as access to credible information so that people can make informed decisions.
What's striking is the rate of infection of the disease. When COVID was raging, one infected person could spread the virus to two or three other people. With measles, one infected person can spread the disease to between 15 and 18 people. The infection rate is only one reason to be worried, Dr. Bocking says.
So measles starts similar to many other cold viruses. People start with runny nose, cough, fever, and usually about 4 days later, a rash starts, and this is what starts to separate measles from other viruses. The rash often starts in the face or the head and then goes downwards and impacts typically the entire body. It's very uncomfortable. Many people, so you can have mild cases of measles. You'll hear people say, oh, I had measles when I was a kid and, you know, got better. It was fine. But unfortunately, that's not the case for a large number of people. So the virus itself can cause its own pneumonia and its own problems with breathing. And then the other huge thing about the measles virus is it impacts the immune system. And so it impacts the body's ability to fight off other infections. And so we see children in particular develop other infections. So it could be pneumonias, it could be ear infections, it could be meningitis, which is an infection of the lining of the brain, it can be encephalitis, which is an infection of the brain itself. And once you get into more serious and secondary infections, these can lead to ongoing medical issues throughout life. It could lead to hearing loss. It can lead to seizure disorders. It can lead to other cognitive issues. So when we talk about measles, that's what we're trying to prevent. We are trying to prevent the severe infections that lead to people being admitted to hospital, being admitted to ICU, and trying to prevent death. The outbreak that Ontario has had in 2025, which was declared over October 6th. But throughout that outbreak, there were 165 people admitted to hospital. So this is not a benign cold virus. It can cause serious problems. When it infects the brain or when you have something like meningitis, you can have a number of different long-term impacts, which might include vision loss or hearing loss or seizure disorders, a number of different things.
Dr. Bocking is concerned with the growing number of people who are refusing to vaccinate either themselves or their children. She says vaccines have saved countless lives around the world and have proven their effectiveness. Yet misinformation online or from anti-vax proponents have helped to shatter public confidence in vaccinations. Currently, whooping cough, also known as pertussis, is making a resurgence across Canada, with more than 12,000 cases reported in the fall of 2024, up substantially from its usual number of cases of 1,000 to 3,000 annually. Infants under 1 year of age are also the most vulnerable to pertussis.
Vaccinations are one of the greatest public health achievements in the last century. The number of lives that have been saved globally due to vaccinations is tremendous. Our children in Ontario receive routine childhood immunizations. And so this is for a number of different things. Measles is included, whooping cough, rubella, polio, haemophilus influenza, a whole diphtheria, tetanus, a whole host of whether it be viruses or other bacterial pathogens that we know cause severe illness and can be prevented by vaccines. So we don't see outbreaks in Ontario of things like diphtheria. We don't see cases of tetanus. We didn't see measles outbreaks in Ontario because vaccines work and because we have a public health infrastructure which ensures that all children have access to vaccines when they are young at the right time to make sure that they're protected. I think we've seen two things happen. One was the COVID-19 pandemic, and people got really tired of hearing about vaccines and don't want to hear about vaccines anymore. The other thing is people have access to a tremendous amount of information on the internet and on social media. And a lot of that information is not credible. It's not accurate. It is misinformation and has led to distrust in vaccines.
A public health physician since 2015, Dr. Bocking says the measles outbreak was the first time in her career where she's encountered the disease. She says the story is the same with many other colleagues who are surprised by the resurgence of the measles infection.
The generation of public health physicians that I trained with, including family doctors, infectious disease specialists that trained in Ontario, have not seen measles until now. Maybe one or two sporadic cases, but none that led to ongoing outbreaks like this. So this was a learning curve. This was something that we had read about that maybe was on our exams when we were studying as a theoretical, but not something that I think we expected to see because we have strong public health infrastructure.
Melanie Brenier is taking a break at their family cottage in the area with her two children, aged 10 and 6 years old, from East York. She told Canoe FM that while she has chosen to protect her children from diseases through vaccinations, she understands it's a personal decision.
There's a lot that's very volatile in the world right now, right? So just add this all to the mix. And I feel like I'm kind of like an autopilot right now as a mom. I'm just trying to do what's best for my kids with the information. And there's a lot of information out there. And it's really hard to decipher what is the correct information to go by. And so I think whatever choices we're making, whatever those are, I think it's hard to know what's right or wrong these days. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? And information keeps changing all the time.
It does.
I do ultimately believe that people are doing their best with what they have. But I think you've got to just try to do your own research and do the best with what you have.
For more detailed information on measles and vaccinations, visit Lakeland's Public Health at lakelandsph.ca and the Ontario Health and Public Health Agency of Canada websites as well.
County Close-Up is made possible through the support of the Local Journalism Initiative and the Community Radio Fund of Canada. You can find more stories from Haliburton County on canoefm.com and frequencynews.ca. This is Elizabeth Oakley for County Close-Up.